pressures on our property taxes just increase that much more. 2009 LGA, we have had some increases in that, but the inflationary pressures are almost 30% above what we got in 2009. So that just transfers those costs to local property taxpayers and makes it that much more difficult. You know, just because the state doesn't stay with us in a partnership on the LGA as well, that doesn't mean that we're not facing inflationary costs. You know, that's the reality. We know wage increases have been good, but when that gets eaten up by inflation, that's not helpful in the net amount that people are having their take-home pay, as an example. But those costs that we have for squad cars or asphalt or those sorts of things aren't getting any cheaper, and we're facing those same inflationary pressures. So without that state partnership, it's just heavier burden again on our local property taxpayers.